Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I know why. You know, sleep. And that brings us to a conversation about self-care.
Oh, wait. That one thing where you close your eyes and nobody messes with you for like hours?
I know.
Oh, that's a weird one.
All right. Here we go.
All right. So you are at the newer stage of motherhood.
Well, should we introduce ourselves first, Tammy?
Oh, that would be important.
Hi. Did I just come into the middle of a conversation?
That's a good point.
We can just keep going. We'll just keep going and okay. You just will get started. But here, hi, my name is Jessica and welcome to My SD Moms. And this is
Tammy, and I co-host the morning show on KSON. Jessica is our executive producer. Jessica has a mom of an almost, well, he's a year and a half, right?
He's a year and a half, just turned a year and a half.
Year and a half. I have five children total and two grandsons. So none of my kids are keeping me up unless they're calling me in the middle of the night now, which is a very scary thing at this age. So two different places in life, but can give two different perspectives. And today we're here to talk about self-care.
Self-care as a mom, making sure you're taken care of. I'm struggling with it right now. So, you know, my kid's so young. Walt is a year and a half and he is the cutest kid ever. I love him so much, but I am so tired constantly and it's so hard. And that's where you guys just kind of came into the conversation. We were talking about how tired I was and I was like, I don't know why I'm so tired. I'm like, oh, because I don't get sleep. Mm-hmm. My normal schedule is I get up. The alarm goes off at 2:30. Sometimes I hit it a couple times. Sometimes I don't. Mm-hmm. So I'm usually up between 2:33. Then, you know, work.
Right.
Because we have to get up very early and get to work. It's a very hard schedule. Mm-hmm. Are you a morning person?
I wouldn't call myself a morning person or a night person. I'm kind of once I get up, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Once I do this, I'm fine. The only time I ever get up super early and go, yes, is if I'm getting ready to go to the airport because I'm going on a trip. Otherwise, it's hard for me to like be excited. But it doesn't take me long and I'm fine. I get up at 3, but you know, it can wear on you, you know?
It's so wearing. And it's so funny because every time I tell somebody what I do for a living, they always ask me, oh, well, you must be used to it. You're a morning person. I'm like, no, I'm not.
No one gets used to it.
You never get used to it. It doesn't matter how many years you do it. Mm-mm. You don't get used to it.
No. So I can tell you right off the bat, one of the biggest things that I struggled with when my kids were littler, and every mom will probably go through this, because, and especially when you're kind of a personality that you like things done a certain way, you have a tendency to just take over and do something if somebody's trying to help you out. Because
I know what you're talking about, Tammy. I never do that.
Because maybe they're not doing it right. And I learned that sometimes people are doing it wrong on purpose because they don't really want to do it. And they know you're just going to come in and do it anyway. And the part that I did wrong for a couple of years is I became kind of a martyr in my own head, where I'd be like, no, that's fine. And then I would find myself, nobody cares about me. Nobody's thinking about my feelings. Nobody's thinking about, I was sick one time and no one came into the bedroom. It was almost 13 hours before somebody opened the door to see if I was okay, right? And I was really mad. I'm like, I could have died in here and you people wouldn't have cared. But I realized I kind of trained them that way.
Right.
Because I would take care of it. I would do it. So I brought it on myself in a way. And once I kind of realized that and came to the realization of that, that, you know what? My kid can figure that out. You know what? Yes, they're upset, but they're just going to have to do that. Yep. You know what? I could do that and help out my husband, but he needs to do this for the family or for me, you know, until I made that decision. And then once you do, it's so liberating.
Yeah.
It's very liberating, but it's hard.
It's hard.
And especially when it's, you're new at it.
Yeah. And I've recognized some places where I definitely need that and where I'm like, I need somebody else to take care of that. I need mm-hmm. to force somebody else. So, for example, my husband and I was always the one that planned everything, especially mm-hmm. with date nights and everything. I'd get the babysitter. And I just got exhausted with it.
You're the planner.
Right. And I felt like he didn't want
to. That's your personality.
Yeah. And I felt like he didn't want to do it because he wasn't planning it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not that. It's because I did it all, mm-hmm. like you said. So I finally said, okay. I said, we're going to have a date night. You need to take care of it. Now, it took a couple months.
Right.
Granted, it was towards the holiday season, our busy season with work because we had everything. So it took a while. But last month, we finally went on our first date in I don't know how long. And he got the babysitter, figured it out, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, and it was really nice. We didn't stay out long because we were both tired. shocking.
Right.
But it was really nice. And he's already working on, we've already got a date for next month's mm-hmm. Date. So we're working on it slowly, but it's hard.
And it is. And it's something I would like to challenge moms who, especially planner moms, because you are the one who's used to scheduling, doing this. And then when somebody isn't doing it, it's easy to kind of fall into that, well, they just don't care, they don't want to help me, when really, truly, you kind of put them in that spot because you always took care of everything and did everything.
Right.
And you have to do what Jess did. You have to say, all right, I would like a date night. I would like it between this time and this time, but the rest is up to you. Please, you're going to have to get a sitter this, even if you have to write that down on a sticky note.
Yeah.
And then leave it. And if they don't do it the first time, you can't take it personally because 99.999% of the time, it's not, they're not doing it because, like you said, just because they don't want to do it or they don't love you. It's because that's not their personality.
Right.
So you have to ask for help, and that's the hardest first step. But the other thing I want to encourage you is when you do ask for help, then don't go back and micromanage it.
Well, that's hard.
You're so cute. I wasn't pointing at you. I didn't. Oh,
but you know that's what I do. Tammy knows me very well. Tammy knows me better, I think, sometimes than I know myself. Because she'll say something to me and I'm like, oh, you're right.
Yeah. Again, it's all the habits of things that we've done in our life and things that we're used to doing. And maybe we aren't even aware that after we've asked for that, that we're going back and micromanaging it. And nobody likes that, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody likes to feel like someone's looking over their shoulder when you just ask them to do it for you. So you have to give people breathing room and you have to give them the space to help you.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just not going to happen. Sometimes you're just going to be tired. Sometimes it just sucks.
Yeah.
And then the time that Walt comes up to you, Jess, and climbs up on your lap and puts his little hands on your cheeks and gives you a kiss, you're like, boy, I don't care that I'm tired. You know, it's all worth it. But it's such an up and down thing. It's such an up and down thing.
And with self-care too, it's you know, not only the planning and the doing of everything, it's taking the time to find time for yourself. So going back to what my schedule is, what we talked about. So I get into work around 4:00-ish. Mm-hmm. We work. I'm here sometimes. It depends on the day, really. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I can get out of here at like noonish.
Right.
Sometimes I'm here till 2-3 in the afternoon. Right. It just depends. Lately, and by lately, I mean 2 days this week. So everybody hold on to your horses. I got 2 days of workout this week and I was so excited for myself.
Right.
But so I'll go work out, whatever. And after that, I go pick up Walt at his grandparents' house, mm-hmm. get to the house. We get home around anywhere between 3 and 4 is when we get home. He's already done with naps for the day. He only has one morning nap now.
Right.
And I'm exhausted by this point.
Sure.
And so, but then it's like, well, and dinner starts in an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to go play around. I cook dinner or reheat dinner because I like to, if I can, I prefer to meal prep over the weekend
mm-hmm.
because it's just a lot of save time on the week.
Sure.
Have dinner, maybe watch a couple YouTube videos with him, play with him on the floor. All of a sudden at 7:15, it's bath time.
Yeah.
Bath, bed, and then by the time that whole situation's done, it's usually around 8:00.
Yeah.
And I'm exhausted. But then I still have a little more work to do at night.
Right.
Before I even go to bed. So I haven't been going to bed till like 9, sometimes 9:30, 10.
Yeah. And that's not enough
and
sleep.
And then back right up at 2:30 and I'm exhausted.
That's not enough sleep. And that's not healthy. So if you look at it this way, because we also, moms have a tendency to, I don't have time, and you look at your schedule and you don't.
Yeah.
But if you look at that little, even if it's like 30 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever it is, and if you look at your calendar and you think, oh, Walt needs blah, 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 and that's going to take 30 minutes, you find that spot in your calendar for it.
Yeah.
If it's your kid, if it's like this, if it's, you know, you will find it, and we don't give ourselves the same priority. And so maybe there's a way to find a spot before you pick up Walt, a thing that you can do just for you, that you get away and get away from work and something that's just you, whatever it is. And just try to carve out that little bit and know that nobody can interrupt you, nobody can take it away from you because you're in control of it, right? Before you even pick them up. So look at your time in there. Is there something that you can
do? Actually, like, I work out. I've done that a couple of times, but I've never thought of actually going and doing something for myself.
Right. Before you get the baby. Because if you get the baby, it's not your own time anymore.
It's because I feel guilt. And once again, we go right back to mom guilt and parent guilt, where you just, if it's not time spent with your child or cleaning your house, making something better, you automatically assume that, well, I shouldn't be doing that. I need to take care of this. Is the priority. The priority is making sure the kid's taken care of, making sure dinner's done, making sure the laundry's folded, the house is clean.
Yeah, you've already covered your priority with your son. He's with his grandparents. A lot of kids don't get that opportunity.
I know, I'm very lucky.
But not just you, Walt is fortunate because a lot of little kids don't have the ability to be with their grandparents. This is a wonderful thing for him, and his grandparents aren't old, and so it's great for him. So you already know he's well taken care of. So find a couple of days in the week where before you get him, you're giving yourself a little time. Even if it is, what did my daughter used to do this. She knew that she would have to pick up Liam from school at a certain time, and maybe Rory wasn't there or Rory was already sleeping. And she would leave early and go to this adorable, cute little park that was near her house and park in a nice little shady spot, and they would nap. Because he didn't like napping at the house or whatever, but he would fall asleep in the car. And so she would take advantage of that, and then she got to nap before they picked up Liam. You know
what I mean?
That's
a great idea.
Because kids kind of know. They always seem to freaking know if you're sleeping in the house, because they're not going to let that happen. But if you got a kid that falls asleep in the car, you know, you can find a cute little quiet place and they're asleep, and then you can take it for yourself. You know, just sneak little things like that before you pick up the baby.
I like that. I need to do little things like going to get my nails done. Yeah. I can't tell you the last time it's definitely before Walt. I think the baby shower, right before the baby shower, which was also our wedding, which is a whole nother topic that we can talk about another day. That was the last time I got my nails done. I haven't got my toenails done since then. Nothing. Like, I would love to take 10 minutes and go do that.
Right.
And not 10 minutes, 30 minutes.
I know.
There's a place right here. Why have I not ever thought
of that? Because you aren't allowing yourself to do it. That's why. And you have to give yourself permission. And that's the hardest part. Maybe just take one day, because it's hard for you to give yourself that permission. Say, like, Wednesday's your day. All right, I'm going to give Jessica Wednesday. Wednesday is the day that she gets an hour after work, before Walt, to do whatever she wants to do. Whether that's go get your nails done, whether you're like, you know what, I really need a new top, I'm going to go to Marshall's and poke around and see what they have without dragging a baby with me. Because it's not the same. You can't shop the same. Or maybe you're like, there's this beautiful park here, I'm going to go take a nap in my car. Why not? You know, you pick one day where you can do that and start with that. And then once you realize that that's making you feel better, you'll give yourself permission to do it more often, because a happy mommy is a good mommy.
Well, and that's going back to the whole theme of self-care. I really feel like, for me personally, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that feel the same way, that when they feel out of sorts with themselves, it affects every facet of their lives. For example, I'm going to get super personal here. I have never felt worse about myself than I have going into this year, into 2020. My self-esteem was in, and still is, in the toilet. I feel horrible about myself. And it completely has infiltrated everything from being a parent. I'm worried that I'm not being a good enough parent. From my relationship, I'm not doing well there because I'm feel like I'm ugly and not good enough and blah, blah, blah. At work, I feel like I'm not doing good enough at work because I don't feel good enough with myself. And I think, you know, we feel like with moms, we take so much time to care for others.
Mm-hmm.
that we forget to care for ourselves, and then suddenly it's affecting every part of their lives so quickly.
You're crapping on yourself.
Yeah.
You really are, and that's really a shame, but it's a habit. It's a habit a lot of women have,
mm-hmm.
and it takes a bit to figure out the fact that you know that it's coming from your self-esteem, you're mm-hmm. already ahead of the game, because there's a lot of people don't realize that's what it is. They're so wrapped up in like, why is my job so bad? And why is my marriage not working right? Or why do the kids seem to like blah, blah, blah. You've already got that figured out. So that's a really good start. And so that's where I think if you start with these little moments just for you, and you're going to feel good afterwards and realize Walt was just fine.
Yeah.
You know, he's grandma and grandpa. He had a great time. He's still excited to see me. Walt, you know, doesn't know if you were 15 minutes late. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. But he doesn't know that. He doesn't know. All he knows is that mom is happy. And so if I challenge you, Jess, to take that one day, pick a day that you think will work the best, that you'll be the least stressed, and make that day that you promise yourself you're going to give yourself at least 30 minutes. I would say an hour, but at least 30 minutes. That's just you before you go get the boy.
I will.
Okay. And it's only for you. It's not the time to go do your chores. Okay. Don't make it about, oh, I said I would get this for Jeff, or I said I would pick that. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. You can do boring chores with the baby. That's easy enough. But just for you.
I might do that today. I have, I do have to go try. I have to get a new thing of makeup. But at Ulta. But there's a Barnes & Noble next door.
Right.
Do you know what one of my favorite things used to be was just browsing mm-hmm. through Barnes & Noble.
So give yourself 30 minutes today to do that.
I think I might be able to do that in the schedule of events. Yeah.
But just make it like for that. Yourself. And I think once you make that a habit, Jess, mm-hmm. and you make that a necessary one, just as much as it is necessary to make dinner and to pick up Walt and to do your job, make that is just as important. And once you start doing that, you're going to start finding yourself being nicer to you and appreciating loving yourself,
mm-hmm.
that'll just get bigger through everything else. That's my advice.
I love that. What's some of the things that you do for self-care to really, that make you feel mm-hmm. better?
Well, certainly when I'm not feeling the best, it's because I haven't done a mani-pedi. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like doing it myself at all. And feeling good about that is important. And I started getting back in the habit of doing that again, which then in turn made me want to, I'm going to wear makeup, or it made me want to do my hair.
Right?
You know, all that stuff that comes with it. I also gave myself like permission on a Friday, as long as I'm showered and in clean clothes, and if I don't feel like wearing makeup, I don't have to. And telling myself it's okay today because of that, that also takes the pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
I also read. Reading is my big thing. And I've been a reader since I can remember. I mean, one of my earliest memories is sitting down learning how to read on the couch.
Yeah.
And so I promised myself I was going to read a book a week. And I'm actually got 3 days left this week to pick up a book that I haven't started yet. But I've been doing it up until this week. Mm-hmm. I like that. Or I go sit out on my deck by myself without the dog, without my husband, without my phone or social media. And just sit out there for 15 minutes, just listening to the wind and the birds and everything like that. Just, I have to do that. Otherwise, it gets stifling, you know, and I don't have a little kid. But just everything else that comes down on you, you make it worse. So you have to do things like that. Or one time I'm like, it's okay for me to go get a Starbucks or something, mm-hmm. or something like that, where I'm just by myself and do it just for me. I'm not doing it because I have to go run errands for this or do that. Just little things that are just for you. You know?
I love that. I think I'm going to start today. I'm going to go do something for me. I'm going to go to Barnes & Noble and just wander
mm-hmm.
and look at books.
Mm-hmm. I love that too.
I think I even have a gift card.
Right?
I might buy one. I might finally buy that Bob Iger book that I've been wanting to buy.
Well, there you go. See?
It's very fascinated. Right. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you to Kaiser for presenting My SD Moms. Make sure to check mysdmoms.com for all the latest parenting news, all that fun stuff, those fun parenting stories.
Right.
But they're fun. So definitely check that out. Check out John and Tammy in the morning, Monday through Friday from 5 to 9 a.m. You can check us out on the radio.com app. You can also check out my other podcast, Leader of the Club, if you are into Disney things, on radio.com. Tammy, where do we follow you on social media?
You can follow me at what is it? At San Diego Tam is my Instagram. I have to remember. San Diego Tam.
What's my personal one? Because I forget. I'm at Producer Jessica on Instagram. And until next time, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.